Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for inviting the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to this World Summit on Food Security. Allow me to express my appreciation to the organizers of the summit, especially to our colleagues in FAO, as well as all participants for their continuous efforts to respond to the global food crisis and to ensure sustainable food and nutrition security for all. The United Nations human rights mechanisms have been part of these efforts. In May 2008, the Human Rights Council held a special session on the global food crisis, during which member states underscored the need to place the protection of human rights at the very center of the responses to the crisis. Since then, the Council has been regularly following up the issue. The Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food, appointed by the Council, Mr. Oliver de Schutter, who just spoke, has been energetically providing analysis and guidance on the food crisis and human rights. The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights has worked closely with the Secretary General's high-level task force on the global food security crisis since its inception and has joined the task force as a full member in February this year. As emphasized by the Secretary General at the high-level meeting on food security for all held in Madrid in January 2009, the right to food serves as a basis for analysis, action, and accountability of the responses to the food crisis and of efforts to eradicate hunger. The right to food should be fully integrated into both emergency assistance and in efforts to achieve sustainable food and nutrition security for all. I therefore welcome the inclusion of the right to food in the declaration and within the principles for sustainable global food security adopted in this summit, and the repeated mentions made by several distinguished delegates. The right to food means that every woman, man, and child has a right to access at all times to affordable and adequate food or means for its procurement. Hunger persists not because of the lack of food in the world, but because of obstacles that undermine people's access to food and means to obtain food, such as the lack of access to decent income, of production opportunities, and of effective social security. A right to food framework examines and confronts these deeply rooted obstacles that are often caused by discrimination and exclusion, lack of participation and accountability. The right to food also requires states, individually and collectively, to take measures to ensure long-term food and nutrition security through equitable distribution of food in the world and sustainable development and use of resources. Human rights principles recognize those who are food insecure and marginalized, including women, indigenous peoples, and small-scale food producers, as active agents for solving the problem and not merely as objects of assistance. As highlighted by the Human Rights Council, the right to food requires concrete actions, such as the mapping of the food insecure, the adoption of legislation and policies with a right to food framework, the establishment of accountability mechanisms to enable rights holders to claim their rights, and the participation of rights holders, particularly the most vulnerable, in the design and monitoring of relevant legislation and policies. The full realization of the right to food and freedom from hunger may need to be achieved progressively. However, at the same time, states have responsibility to take immediate action to move forward towards better realization of these rights, to prohibit discrimination in the enjoyment of these rights, and to ensure the satisfaction of, at the very least, the minimum essential levels required to be free from hunger. Excellencies, under human rights law, including the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, states have a responsibility to confront hunger individually and collectively in ways that respect human rights without discrimination. In 2004, member states of the FAO unanimously adopted the Voluntary Guidelines on the Right to Food, which reflect existing human rights standards and provide practical guidance to states on how to implement the right to adequate food. The guidelines are increasingly perceived as essential tools for the development of national laws and policies. International human rights law and FAO's voluntary guidelines should be given a vital role in guiding national and international efforts to eradicate hunger and to assure sustainable food and nutrition security for all, for today, tomorrow, and future. I welcome the recognition of such a role of the voluntary guidelines made in the declaration adopted in this summit. The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights stands ready to support member states and its United Nations system partners in these endeavors. In conclusion, I wish to underscore the crucial contribution human rights can make to our efforts by rendering solutions more sustainable and equitable. And thank you for inviting the Office of the High Commissioner to convey this message to this very important gathering. Thank you very much.